Wow, just nothing but good news. Huh?
Good news today, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good news. Yeah.
I kind of looked in on that TV game and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, but they came back to win. Huh? Mm-hmm. Good for them. All right. Good deal.
Yeah, yeah. A&M came back to win. They trailed most of the game. They came back to win it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, so this weather thing is just weird, okay? I mean, we're talking about, you know, 62, 63 degrees right now, which we would have been happy to have for a high 3 days ago. So, anyway. Up to 73 today, and a 60% chance of rain.
So I didn't need my heavy jacket. Is that what you're saying?
But that's all right. Saturday night, the low is going to be 40, so, you know, we're kind of back.
Oh, well, so don't pack it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's seasonal stuff, but so you'll know, chance of rain is 60% today, then 60% on Friday night, and 60% during the day on Saturday. So kind of to look ahead, because I know that we all have our days regimented and planned that far in advance.
Some people do. You know.
There's a little, well, maybe so. Maybe they can. There's a little bit of misty and foggy type junk out there right now. More of it up in Booger County, and there's quite a bit around Austin that's, again, just kind of light shower activity rather than anything that would be like we've had before.
Misty and foggy junk.
That's it. So, you know, they're quite often, we're always glad the state of Florida is here because they can give us, you know, unusual stories. And it seems that Texas, especially having to do with naked driving, is apparently we're wrestling away that title from Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Allegedly, a woman led police on a slow speed car chase while she was buck naked. The 18-year-old Taylor Burnham, Corpus Christi police spotted her standing around.
Standing around?
Standing around, it says, wearing nothing but cowboy boots. But when she spotted the ossifers,
she jumped in her car,
jumped into her Jeep, and sped away at 30 miles an hour.
Sound like she wanted to be caught.
Could be.
Yeah.
The low-speed chase went on for about a mile and a half before she crashed into a...
She crashed at 30?
Yeah, into a sidewalk. But did the sidewalk jump out? And...
She crashed into the sidewalk?
A female ossifer helped her get dressed. Mm-hmm. Then she was cuffed and charged with evading arrest and driving while intoxicated. Still no word on why she was buck naked except for her cowboy boots.
Her clothes were at the cleaners. She was just on her way to the cleaners. So.
Yeah. I read that story last night on the Smoking Gun. It said, the way they put it, the officer helped her get reacquainted with her clothes.
There's, yeah. Hun, you might want to put these on.
Noticed you.
How does this work? Yeah, okay.
Notice you shucked your duds there.
Yeah, really.
Got new duds for you.
Info.
Mason.
I'd like to go ahead and make you publicly presentable. If
that's right. Yeah.
I've got my boots, though.
Yeah, you can't walk around, Douglas. I'm sorry.
Can't do that. I guess there must have been really nice boots that she had to leave them on. Didn't want anybody stealing them. So good for her. She was using good judgment, at least in that part of her life.
It is here. It is upon us. It is time. Time to announce the grand opening of the Pool Store by the Pool Guy. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to the new HEB, the Pool Store's open 7 days a week and late in the evening. The Pool Store has the best pricing on chemicals in the Brazos Valley, like 25 pounds of chlorine tablets for only $60 and 4 gallons of acid just $14.50. It's the newest and best retail store for swimming pool and spa supplies. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:18.
It is, and going.
Well, what did I catch you by surprise?
No, we got a printer issue. I don't know if you noticed it.
Yeah. I took it up.
I'm just trying.
I took it up north to to Patrick's printer, so he
you?
Can yeah, so he
so
can
he
run,
can
out,
run
of toner,
out of toner.
Yeah, later today.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to read past the stuff, but anyway, we'll give you some birthdays.
Okay.
It's the 15th of February, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Claire Bloom, the actress, turns 81 years old today. Mm-hmm. And actor Alan Arbus, he was Dr. Sidney Friedman on MASH, remember that.
Yeah.
He's either 84 or 94. I bet he's just 84. What do you think?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's 94.
No.
No. No. He wasn't older than Colonel Potts.
No, there
you go. Actress Jane Seymour. What a beautiful lady. And she's 61 years old. Of course, she was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Manchester, the singer, turned 61 years old today. The TV animated creator of The Simpsons. He's not animated. The Simpsons is.
Yeah.
Matt Groening.
Yeah.
Is 58 years old today.
Austin, Texas boy. Is that right?
He yeah.
Lives in Austin? No, Matt. Mike Judge lives in Austin. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
go
ahead.
Renee O'Connor, the popular Xena warrior princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is 41 years old. And Amber Riley, who is an actress singer on Glee, is 26 years old today. And that's all I can read.
What? Oh, that's really all there are.
Oh, good.
Okay. There's not a whole lot more. It's a National Gumdrop Day.
Uh-huh.
Might want to go see if you can find some gumdrops today.
they're right next to the Necco wafers.
Yeah, I know. And again, much the same thing.
So if you get gumdrops, grab me a tube of Necco wafers.
I mean, well, and gumdrops, I don't know, maybe they have packages of gumdrops. Generally, you see that in the bulk candy area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, do you want to really have something where you lift a plastic lid and there's a little shovel in there? That you know that, you know.
Other people have shoveled.
Well, some snot-nosed kid has probably reached in there.
To,
I did. Mommy, look what I got. No, put those back. Oh, all right. So then, you know.
Or he got a bad gumdrop and he, you know, took it out and put it back in.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Just the whole idea about gumdrops. Not exactly sure where to go with that. And, and again, you know, at one point a staple of kind of like pick up candy and that kind of thing, but now when you think about how other people sneeze into their hand and then reach in there.
Oh, golly.
Well, I mean, shall we talk about reality? I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm not a germaphobe, but I mean, just the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cook these. You can't microwave them.
Right.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Microwaving gumdrops.
I guess that's why they got those new things at the grocery store, you know, that give you your healthy beans and stuff.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Pull, yeah, a little pull
everything.
Pull
the thing, because, it's hard to tamper with those things.
Yeah, you
right?
don't want to, yeah, because you can't really take any out in your hand and dump them back in the top.
Right,
that'd be too much.
You can't
especially
sneeze up into that thing or anything. Yeah, right.
You can't reach up there.